And with that, friends, we come to the time
where we lift of our joys and concerns and our announcements in the church. And before I get to the whole church announcements, I wanted to invite Becky forward for our Family Faithline Challenge winner for this week.
Good morning, friends. Like Miss Leah talked about during our children's time, we have all these different cultures that we can celebrate in our world. For our Family Faithline Challenge this week, we invited our kids to talk about that, to talk with their mom and dad and extended family about their history, about their heritage, and challenge them to either dress up if they had the clothing and supplies, or do a little craft project and design things that represent their culture, their flag, their country, their clothing, whatever it was, so that we can celebrate all of the cultures that are here represented at Torrance First. So our winner this week is the Manthi family. Thank you for your awesome pictures celebrating your Indonesian culture, and we look forward to seeing the ones from Paul's side as well. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Becky. And a reminder of our Zoom meetings that happen all week long, especially now that school is out. Wednesday night at 5:30 is our Family Faithline night. And then Thursday at 5:00 is our Jungle Younger Elementary Zoom Sunday School meeting. And at 6:00 on Thursdays is our Deep Blue Older Elementary Zoom meeting. And then Sundays, when it is not a holiday, from 11 to 12, Miss Becky, 11 to 12 is our tween scene. Also on Tuesday mornings, our Bible study continues on Zoom at 10 a.m. Other things coming up this week, our Friday night $5 dinner feast is homemade lasagna. If you are wanting to reserve some plates, let me know by the end of day on Wednesday, and it can be picked up on Friday between 5 and 6 p.m. Then Saturday is our outreach lunch, and if you are interested in dropping off a dish to be able to be a part of those to-go boxes, please let me know, and those can be dropped off anytime between 9 and 10:30 on Saturday morning. Also this week, on Tuesday at 4:00, is our Just Mercy book discussion that is happening at 4 p.m. And this one is not Zoom. This one is a conference call call-in, so you can call from any telephone, cell phone, or landline. And the call-in number with access code was on the Friday email blast. If you didn't get that one, if you let me know, I can get you that phone number. And with that, for the joy of the ministry of our church and all the ways that God is moving in and through it, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We also have one joy to share this morning, that our worship flowers this morning are given by Lori Clausen in memory of Dwayne's 7th year with our Lord on June 24th and in honor of Violet's 2nd birthday on June 20th. And so we give thanks for Dwayne's life and impact that he had on this church and this world. And we give thanks for cute little Violet's 2nd birthday. Happy birthday, Violet. And so for Violet and Dwayne, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. A few prayer requests have come in. First of all, we lift up our sister Carol Muro, who on Thursday was in for an angiogram and suffered a stroke while she was at the hospital. But Carol is home and healing and seems to not have any deficits from that besides some black and blue bruising. And so we give praise that Carol is home and doing well. And so for Carol Muro, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. I'd also like to lift up Rudy Carlos, whose father in Hawaii passed away early Saturday morning in Hawaii. And so we give thanks for the life of Benjamin, who was 99 and would have been 100 in October. And so for all of those who grieve in the passing of Benjamin, and especially for Rudy and Rudy's stepmother in Hawaii, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. The Austria family would like to lift up Ray's cousin, Stanley Austria Sakat, who passed away suddenly on Saturday. And the Austrias say, we pray that God heals and comforts his wife, his siblings, and the entire family. And so for Stanley Austria Sakat and for his family, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Jennifer Donahue would like to lift prayers for all of those who lost fathers this last year, and special prayers for Norm Black, who's an amazing grandfather and father who is battling cancer. And so for Norm Black and for all of those who are grieving in the passing of fathers this year, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And with that, I invite you to go to God in prayers with me this morning. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you our heartfelt thanks for this day where we are able to celebrate our fathers and our Filipino heritage. As woven in both is who we are and where we came from. And we give you thanks for our roots, for that that helps us to grow strong, for that which has influenced us and raised us, and for all that we are because of our fathers and because of our heritage. On this day, we lift up all who find themselves grieving on this day, those who have suffered losses, those who are battling cancers and illnesses, and especially those who are battling against COVID-19. We pray that your Holy Spirit of healing will be upon each of these, that your Holy Spirit will be one that guides us and our community in working together to be able to beat this COVID illness and to be able to return into the life that we desire to be, where we are back with one another. Help guide us, Holy Spirit. Help us with strength, with patience, and with endurance. And help us, as we seek in the midst of this, to find equality and justice. As we see the face of racism before us, even right here in our peaceful community of Torrance. And Lord, we pray for your Holy Spirit to help guide each of us in our role of saying no to racism, no to hate, no to unjust practices on an individual or systematic basis. Help us as your faithful disciples to do our part to seek justice, equality, and love for all people as you would desire for us to be doing. For Lord, we are yours. We seek to be guided by you. We seek to do as your will desires for us to do, as we put our hearts and our lives before you, praying together our prayer as disciples here and around the world, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.